ghost stories. Do all sorts of ghostly things. Talk local legends. And some ghost hunting. Stories we hope to live to.
Andrew here from Who's Arachian Readings and Who's Ghost Stories, here with Archie. Archie wanted me to tell you guys that today's episode was very fun to record. It's Alex and I doing reviews and reactions to different paranormal and cryptid videos across the internet. We had so much fun with it that we ended up recording for almost 2 hours. So I decided to cut the entire episode into two segments. So you'll get part one this week, part one next week. Same format, obviously, just different videos. So Archie wanted me to make sure I announced it to everybody so you knew what was happening. But enjoy this video and come back next week. Welcome, folks, to another episode of Who's Ghost Stories. I apologize for the couple or few weeks off, however long it's been. As I was letting everyone know, I was sick. I'm still not at 100%, so I might have to edit out some coughs, but I'm doing better. I'm here with our paranormal enthusiast and cryptid expert, Professor Alex Wheaton. As you'll notice, it's just a two-man show today. Tyler won't be able to join us today. He might be gone for another episode or two, but then he'll be right back with us. So don't send me any emails saying we got rid of the only person that's fun to listen to, that we got rid of the only normal person here. All right, he's not gone. He's just MIA for today, which is okay. He's allowed to do stuff outside of this.
Right.
His contract allows it, because the government told me it would be slave driving if, you know, I didn't.
Wait, he had a contract?
Yeah.
Dang.
So do you. Remember that birthday card I just had for my dad?
Yeah.
It was a contract.
Oh, makes sense now.
Yeah. So we don't want to do anything major without Tyler. So today, cause usually our technology hampers us, we've got a very special episode today that I didn't really even run by Alex. So he's going to find out just as we do, but a few announcements to start this bad boy off that I've been meaning to make. So one, obviously in Paranormalities magazine poll, we were the number one ranked paranormal podcast, so thank you everyone for voting. Keep voting. I am running an ad in the magazine, so anybody that finds us from Paranormality Magazine, welcome to Who's Ghost Stories. This is where all the fun is, this is where all the cool people hang out, this is where none of the peer pressure is. We are also the least toxic people in the paranormal social media atmosphere, so.
What?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Least toxic. Least toxic.
Interesting.
Yeah. You know, those that are on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, you know what I'm talking about.
I refuse to call it X.
Me too.
Yes.
It's Twitter. It's Twitter. Also, big announcement. 2 years in the making, 1 year in the making. I don't know. What is time? We will be going to the Greystone Manor in New York for an investigation.
Yes.
I've been working on it for a very long time, ever since Chris the Buffalo Terminal Man told me about it, and I read the book. Fantastic place. So we're finally hammered it down. In a couple months, we'll be there. So.
It does feel like almost 2 years now, but yeah, it's like a year and a half.
Some interesting tidbits here. So, you know, first off, I want to say, like, we're not getting in there for free. I don't want that rumor to get out there at all. Other teams have gone there, and they've made it sound like they get there for free. That's not the case. So if anyone's like, I saw these guys get in for free, they're going to tell you no, and don't come to me and say I lied to you, because I just told you we're not getting in there for free. Nor are they affiliated with us at all. So whatever we get to do there is going to be on us, which is really cool. To get that freedom, they'll give us a tour. There'll be people working there. Chris might stop by and hang out with us for a little bit. We might also have another guest or two. It could just be the three of us. We don't know. It's going to be a fun time. We get to explore all of the grounds, all of the rooms, the bed and breakfast itself. We have the option to stay the night if we want to. So if everything goes well, that would be amazing as well. But I'm going to throw out a little offer here to everyone that likes us and likes supporting us. You can be a producer for the Greystone Manor specials.
Ooh.
If you're interested, contact me. Don't just start Venmoing me money. If you people are the ones that know who you are when that happens and I have to figure out that you want a reading or Reiki session, contact me. Email whosart.reiki@gmail.com. If you follow the socials, message me through any one of them. Use the link tree to get all the links everywhere. But message me if you're interested. If you want to support $10, we'll go ahead and get you a producer credit on the specials. Wow. So whether it's, you know, one episode or whether it ends up being like the Erie Cemetery, where it ends up being like 86 episodes, you'll be a producer listed on each and every one of those. For $25, if you want to throw in that much, you can be listed as a producer, and you'll also get to pick one thing one of us has to do.
Wait, what?
Yep. You can decide one thing one of us has to do. So if you really want to see Alex all alone in the clown room, $25 gets him all alone in the clown room for a little bit. Tyler keeps telling me he's chicken shit about this whole thing. If you really want to see him standing alone out in the racetrack in the middle of the night for a little bit with the spirit box, we can make it happen. If you want me to just go in the seance room and do whatever, you can. But $25, you'll get to pick anything you want us to do within reason. Obviously, you can't break their rules or damage the property. So if you're like, you have to go spray paint a symbol on the wall, that's, you know, not going to happen. I'll draw it on a piece of paper, but we can't deface the place, break any rules.
I want to go in the middle of the racetrack.
$25 gets Alex in the middle of the racetrack. There's a lot of stuff that we'll end up doing, but $25 makes sure that you and I can communicate to make sure somebody does something specific that you want them to do. And then right now, there might be more options. Obviously, if you want to chip in just a random amount, feel free. We can list you as a sponsor if you want to do less than $10, but
$10 is really cheap.
I know. That gets you producer credit. We have an IMDb page. You'd be listed as a producer on IMDb. I don't know who created the IMDb page still. So, I mean, thank you for whoever did it, but I don't know who was there. But you can be a producer on there for just $10.
No shit.
Yeah. I don't know how we create actor pages to, you know, link it to ourselves, but we're there. The last tier for now, like I said, if you message me and you want to do more, we can figure out some sort of reward for you. If you want to sponsor us with $50, you'll get the producer credit. You'll be able to pick anything you want us to do. But the bonus level is you can either pick a second thing for one of us to do, or you can be listed as a permanent sponsor of a new piece of equipment. So like I said, you know, I got the spirit box here from Ghost Stop. If you wanted to message me and you said you wanted to be a producer at the $50 level or higher, however much you want to throw in, I will put that towards a piece of equipment, and which whichever piece you wanted to be a part of, and I would have that forever in every episode as the whatever your name is sponsored equipment. It's like the spirit box. If I didn't have this already and Alex wanted to throw in $50 towards it, guess what? This would forever be the Alexander Patrick Wheaton spirit box. Obviously, the equipment is expensive, so if more people want to sponsor certain pieces, more people would be thrown on there. So if for the comedy, you want to see it, you know, I keep saying we want novelists. You know, if 10 people sponsored that for $50 and you all give me really long names, I will have to say all 10 really long names in every episode that it gets used. So, those are just a few ways that you can help produce the Greystone Manor episodes. We're going there regardless, but if you want to help out in any way, shape, or form and get yourself a producer credit, let me know. Contact me in the ways as mentioned. And also, make sure you're checking out the merch store. You can get these sick shirts. You can also get this sick koozie on there. It's got the nice Undead Golf Course logo designed by our man JD, one of the greatest graphic designers on the planet. And on the back, it's got a QR code that takes you to all of our links as well. Very nice. This water bottle has been sweating in here for a long time. Feel that. Barely damp. Barely damp.
Oh yeah, that top is sweaty, but right. I want to know. I want to emphasize. I'm not like trying to sell it. This is legit. It's a good koozie. Wow.
We got a foam insert bottom, like quadruple stitch. Let me tell you why it's so high quality. It's made in Australia.
Ah.
With how hot those people get down there and how close to death they always are, they gotta have nice koozies. So, thank you Australia for making this sick koozie. You can go buy yourself one at the merch store. Again, coming from Australia, though, expect, you know, maybe like 1 to 2 weeks shipping.
I'm impressed by your IMDb page.
I have no idea who did it.
I don't know either, but whoever did it, they started with meeting the spirits of Cold Spring Cemetery, and they do actually have Up to the Gawoggle.
So thank you.
So it's current. It's whoever's doing it. Thank you. Well, it's really cool.
We can add additional plot points, and we can
we'll have to go
link ourselves as cast members somehow. Holy, but
yeah, that's
pretty freaking cool.
That is really cool.
So whoever's doing that.
Thank you.
You're the real MVP.
Yeah. Let us know. We'll give you some, we'll give you an honorary credit right away.
Yeah.
You don't even need to donate anything. You've done this.
Yeah. And, you know, whoever's doing this, if you're good with other, like, you know, works here editing, you know, let me know. I don't really have much of a payroll here, but we're always looking for technological help.
Yes.
You know, I kind of have to bumble my way through everything. But I think that is pretty good for the intros. Alex, what do you think is going to happen today?
I have no idea. And you know what? I'm kind of excited for that. Where I'm used to, you know, I go in blind on all of our episodes, but I at least have an idea of what we're going to talk about. Today, there's nothing for me. So I'm very excited to, like, just dive in and figure out what the heck we're going to do.
There we go, coughing already. So this is something that I've wanted to do for a while. And with Tyler being abroad and the technological limitations, anytime we try a screen share, if it's a video or something, it doesn't come out great on his end and sometimes the final product end. So since it's just the two of us today, we're finally going to look at some of the paranormal videos that you guys have out there on TikTok, Instagram, and Reddit. And we're going to talk about what we think.
Yes!
As always, you know, our goal isn't going to be to determine if any of these are real or fake. We'll give our opinion on what we think. I haven't watched any of these in advance.
I didn't know about this until just now, so I couldn't have watched them in advance.
We'll probably have to mute most of them, especially the TikTok ones for the music.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not trying to get a copyright strike on this channel of all of them, you know. Yeah. Over the boards, can get all the strikes at once. This
for
one.
Gamers, that's fine.
Yeah.
This but one. Here, no. This is legit.
Yeah. This one, we can't have any strikes. So we might have to mute them, but we'll watch the video. And then in the final product, like I said, I know sometimes it turns out choppy. I can download all of these and put them into the video. So you'll actually be able to see them as we're seeing them. So I'm excited for this.
I am too, now that I know what this is.
Ooh. I went into a lot of forums and groups and I asked people, hey, what are your favorite creepy and paranormal videos?
Oh, excuse me.
Bless you. From the depths of the internet. And they gave me a lot of options. So I just made sure they weren't anything racist, really. And
nothing offensive.
Exactly. Like. Yeah. You know, just kind of watched like the first 2 seconds, read the comments and stuff. And I was like, all right, let's go for it. So without further ado, we're going to try doing what we got here.
Are there any aliens?
Avians?
Aliens.
Yeah, I mean, possibly.
Because I have my brisk lemonade with the aliens on it. So I'm prepared.
So we're going to get there. We're going to start the share here. And I know you're probably asking, if you know it's going to be choppy, why are you doing the screen share? Well, because I have to know where to put the video in the edit. And it'll time everything up for me.
That's true.
All right.
Then you can legitimately just stop the screen share if you want, and you know you need to add it there.
Yep.
Oh, dang. Although, I mean, it does work on our end, too.
Let's see. Let me click got it. There we go. All right. So does TikTok have a scroll bar?
Can you use the mouse, or do you not have a mouse for this one? Two-finger scroll?
Ooh. That's...
Ah!
What do we do?
It did scroll.
Pause it and mute it till we get back up there.
It's a little touchy.
That doesn't seem like the video, because the one had a content warning on it. Alright, we're going to go. And this thing says something demons, and that's not anything to do with demons. We're going to try this again.
You know, last time I checked, chakras don't have anything to do with demons.
I mean, they can be helpful and get rid of a demon.
Yeah, but not like, in...
You know.
Yeah, not the typical other ways that people might associate. Watch anyway. Make sure you hit that. Oh yeah, that's
vastly different.
That is not at all what we saw that first time.
Right. And it's already loaded up right where we want it. So let's go ahead.
Go to Deucer screen.
All right. So, let's go ahead and see if it runs.
No, let's stop. And when you hit the arrow down, did you possibly skip to the next one?
I wonder if that's what happened. Mark Rober. Is that the engineer guy?
Yes, the guy that makes the massive pranks.
Why is he suggested after a demon? Mark Rober, what are you doing?
You raised some good questions.
What is he doing? All right.
Ooh.
We're going to try to be smarter than the machines here.
I like the thought.
But. Right, well, I was hoping I could just go full screen and then over to the share right away. Didn't work the way I anticipated. We'll get over here. Oh. Look at that. It's actually showing everything this time. We'll still make it full screen here. So I'll know where to go. Let's go ahead and...
Can we still have the audio, or...?
Oh, you know what?
Just because I figure, you know...
This is what happened 1 hour before I woke up to use the bathroom. Demons are really angry at me. So far, I don't see anything happening.
Right, I'm watching everything.
See, I'm focusing on that door back there because I feel like that's what's something's gonna happen.
Here, I'm focusing here. I heard audio.
Ooh.
Nope.
All right.
That's a nope.
All right. Is that the garbage can?
That's what it looks like.
Oh.
What?
Little cabinet opened.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, I was right to look at the fridge.
Yeah, you were. Oh. Ooh. They slammed that fridge back shut.
Yeah.
All right.
Those are three distinct slams. It's four. Like, they sound unique, and so it's not like they're looping the video. Huh.
Garbage can moved again.
One more for good measure.
That was a big one. That one took the fridge.
So.
I'm just going to pause just in case we want to watch that one back. Interesting one to start.
Yeah, right?
Didn't have high hopes in the beginning.
No, and I'll be honest, I don't want to necessarily say demons. I feel like that's just a general misunderstanding for the most part. Definitely some spirit activity going on, though, and I kind of want to say, based off of the repeated slamming of the fridge, it almost seems not malicious, but more of just, like, playful.
Yeah, that's how I'll say it, too. It almost, like, with the way the garbage can moved too, and then the cover got examined, it was like, are they looking for something? And then when the fridge opened the first time, I was very much like, oh yeah, they're looking for
food. Looking around.
Yeah.
But the fact that it was the five distinct open and closes, like nothing else activity going on, made me think immediately like a kid.
Yeah.
Just, they were told, don't slam my door. Boom. Yeah. Yeah, and they were, like I had said while we were watching it, you can tell they're different sounds for each one time that refrigerator door slammed. So it's not like the original user, like, looped that one clip. It actually was distinct, different slams, which was really cool.
I think, what did it slam, like, five times? Six in the end?
Six total, because there was that one last one after the five, loop back around, push the garbage can, and then one more slam.
Yeah, I would definitely say not demons either. You know, and definitely not anything malicious, because nothing got ruined. You know, nothing, like the garbage can didn't get tipped over. The cupboards weren't all left open. You know, nothing like that happened. So I definitely think it was either a ghost messing around or just exploring, like, what's happening here.
The most violent thing was the slamming of the refrigerator door. Everything else was just very much like,
it almost makes you wonder, like, if there's more than one spirit in there.
True.
Like, one was over at the garbage can in the counter, and then another one was just wham, wham, wham.
Yeah, that was really cool.
I like that one.
That was a good way to start.
That was. I like that one.
Yeah. Stop. Like I said, I disagree with demons are really angry at me.
Yeah, I do too.
But I definitely like that 1 hour before I woke up is that's what happens.
I mean, that would wake me up. Like, that would be...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that would be the thing that woke me up was the slamming of my fridge door several times.
All right. And I scooted over, because I wasn't sure if you were on the camera or not, if you wanted to scoot over at all. We can't really see what it picks up. until the final product.
Yeah.
You know, which is good and bad. Okay.
Well, this already looks a lot more intense.
We got a baby. And this is part three, so they didn't give us part one or two. Did I pause it? I paused it.
You did pause it, but it decided to go anyway.
Alright. Let's get over here. Let's full screen it. Now, this definitely gives off Paranormal Activity vibes here.
Oh, yeah.
100%. I like the cat. Petting her cat. I like that they gave her, like, a little meditation mat down there. Oh, that's a record setup. I was wondering what was happening over there. That's just a record. Kid's eating a sucker or a popsicle. The other one's just on their phone. We got some noises.
What was...
That looked like a little...
Oh, what? Stuff's getting thrown down the stairs. Can we go back to that last part at the end?
Where the stuff started to get thrown?
Yeah.
First, I thought it was an orb flying by the camera. Then
yeah,
everything started to come down. So there's the noise.
It's like paper and stuff coming down the stairs.
Yeah. Paper and like maybe some sort of like rags
that came from upstairs.
Yeah,
that's what I was trying to figure out. I was like, was the cat sitting on a weird donut thing or not? That's what I was trying to figure out there. I was like, where does that come from?
Let's see if we can just drag it in case we needed it. Interesting video.
Yeah, if this is part three, I kind of want to know I want to know more about the previous parts and...
Right. And this one would definitely be easy for people to rag on as fake and stuff. Because, I mean, obviously someone could just be at the top of the stairs.
Yeah, you can't see.
I think what... Kind of like just reading into the people themselves. Obviously, and I know it's at part three, but obviously this is something that's been happening or they've been having activity. Because they didn't look upstairs to see...
That's the first thing.
What was throwing it is they just walked out of the room. They're just like, all right.
Yeah. The second thing is when it first started, they were fairly just kind of like calm and they didn't like rush out screaming. It was more of okay, let's go. Let's get out of here.
This is it. We're going to leave. And they left calmly, which is good. All right. So, little FYI information. If you have a spirit that you think is bad, or if you think you have a demon, try your best to not let it scare you or make you freak out or, you know, like sprint out of the room and do stuff. Because, like, all spirits and energies feed off of your energy and your emotions. So if it's something bad and you're giving it fear and anxiety, like, it's going to get stronger. So obviously you want to do what you can to get rid of it, help get someone to help you get rid of it. But, like, these people there, like, if they would have sprinted out of the room like the Three Stooges, whatever's doing it's just going to get stronger. And then next time, it's going to evolve to, like, throwing books or something bigger or scratches. So, a little FYI for you out there is do your best to not let things scare you. As Ned Stark says in the Game of Thrones books, the only time someone can really be brave is when they're scared. So, if you're starting to get afraid, just... Bring yourself in and just calmly walk away.
And as Ned Flanders says, howdly doodly neighbor.
Say that as you're walking away.
Howdly doodly neighbor.
That was an interesting video.
Yeah. Like I said, the little donut thing that lands where the cat was.
Speaking of, I didn't see what happened with the cat.
So the mom picks up the kid, and the kid picks up the cat. That like paper just fell from the top. Stuff's coming down. So you pick up the kid. Kid picks up the cat, and then that thing literally hits the arm and then bounces on.
All right, yeah, I didn't even collect what happened with the
cat. That's part of the reason I asked you to replay it the first time, is I was like, what happened to the cat?
The cat just disappear? Huh. Interesting. Interesting video.
Yeah.
I like it. I think I like the first one a little more.
Yeah, first one had a lot more of, like,
action, for
I would say, for lack of a better word, I was going to say concrete activity. Because, don't get me wrong, it's very possible it was actual, kind of some kind of spiritual energy, but the reality is the angle of it made it difficult to tell.
Yeah.
Because we couldn't see up the stairs. There could have been a banister and someone could have dropped that piece of paper down and that would have given the idea that, you know.
Exactly. Just like we said, you know, it came off very paranormal activity.
Yeah.
Like, and there's a reason for that.
I think I've actually seen this one just as coming up as recommended for me because that one looks familiar to me. Not that I'm not on TikTok, but like YouTube, a lot of people post TikToks there. They just freeboot it, and I see some of them. So that one looks somewhat familiar, actually.
So my sister was watching my son in our 100-year-old home when this happened. All right.
So we gotta... SpongeBob night.
Hopefully SpongeBob doesn't get me struck. Oh.
Liam, come here. Liam, right now. What is happening? Okay, I'm calling your mom. Just stay right here.
Not a better reaction could have been given.
Right?
23 seconds. I gotta see that again.
SpongeBob night. SpongeBob off. Liam, come here. Liam, right now. What is happening? Okay, I'm calling your mom. Just stay right here.
Yeah.
Liam, come here is the right
response.
Yeah. You don't know what's happening there.
No.
I like this one more than the last one. Because again, like you said, the one you got the better angle here. But I love that, like, when I use a pendulum, that chair speeds up.
Yeah, it's not just a little blowing in the wind. It's it's rocking.
And like at first I was like, I mean, I guess somebody could have pushed it, but the fact it picks up speed, like,
yeah,
no, that was...
And for any naysayers and doubters out there, let me tell you, as someone who has moved a rocking chair to mess with someone as a prank, at that angle and everything, it is not possible to make it move like that without, like, physically someone behind it pushing it, because even if you try to rock on the rocking piece, it doesn't go that fast. So, like, that's just...
Yeah. And the description says 100-year-old home, which you can tell by the fireplace. It is.
Oh, yeah. That's a... And the ceiling. Look at the ceiling.
Yeah.
The tile work. Oh, yeah.
This is definitely
an old house.
Well,
they have French windows, too. I didn't even notice that.
Oui, oui.
Yeah, the... what was the specific term? I can't think of it now.
And like, obviously, a 100-year-old home, like, so many spirits could be in there. But like, the fact they're just watching TV in the rocking chair app, like, started moving, definitely makes me think like an older person, like grandparent age, just plop down to sit there and just hang out with them.
Mm-hmm.
And the sister, not knowing what to do, was just like, all right,
just come here.
I really want to know how the phone call afterwards went. Cause, like,
yeah.
How do you explain that? And like, I feel like on the other end, like, oh yeah, things happen in the house, like,
right?
Oh, you didn't tell
me. You couldn't have told me. Well, you probably wouldn't have believed me.
I really like that video.
Right,
that's a fun one.
Yeah, and I have seen it before. That's why I was like, it looked familiar, and boy, was it familiar. Oh,
stop. All right, let's see. Of course. There we go. Let's see what this next one is. I'm curious why this one has such a long code compared to the other ones. Like, I don't know if that's good or bad. All right, we got another sensitive content warning. What? Oh, great. One of those splice videos people try to do for extra views. All right, so when we get this pulled up, we're just going to comment on the top part.
Yeah, because the bottom looks like Five Nights at Freddy footage. Which...
we're not affiliated with Five Nights at Freddy.
No. I'm looking forward to the movie.
Me too, Matthew Lillard.
Josh, right, that was a weird casting that I wasn't ready for. I'm like, okay.
Josh Hutcherson?
Yeah. Every time I see him in something, I'm always surprised.
This might be when we take the volume off. Maybe not. We gotta kill the volume on this one.
Yeah.
This is...
kind of a pointless audio thing.
We'll rewind. Let's see what we got here. Can't just throw it back. Wow!
Okay. Wait. I have some questions.
Okay, now Mom's starting to react a little bit.
Yeah, let's go back. Let's watch that one again.
Oh, Mom's on her phone, so she...
oh, sugar snap peas.
That basketball just jumped.
Yeah, by itself. And then the balloons when she goes to take the kid.
Ooh, yeah, he doesn't grab the balloons.
No, they start moving as he starts moving. Yeah. That basketball bounce, that's terrifying.
Yeah.
You can see the kid's immediate reaction to, that's pure fear in that kid. Like, I want to leave. I want to get out of here, Mom.
And then the balloons. So.
Basketball, that's terrifying.
Yeah, we have no idea if he's real or fake. I just want to say, if that's fake, that person should be, like, working in Hollywood.
Yeah, that was really good.
Pull off those effects, So, whatever it is, there is definitely powerful to be able to interact with objects like that. Like I said, I don't necessarily get, evil vibes from it. Like, kids playing with a smaller basketball and that one starts dribbling, like, kind of feels like maybe the ghost wants to play with them.
Yeah.
Definitely would be, you know, terrifying.
Oh, yeah. If you're roughly, that kid looks maybe, like, 7, 8 max. Like, it's not an older kid.
No.
And if you were shooting a little toy basketball at a little toy hoop, and all of a sudden a larger ball picks up and drops right next to you as your ball lands, that's terrifying.
Yeah. You know, maybe the ghost was trying to handle a bigger ball, like, hey, try it with this. The balloon part at the end's interesting too, because like we said, the kid doesn't touch him, the mom doesn't touch him, but like the way they moved, like you mentioned, like looks like they were going towards the kid.
Yeah.
So like, was the ghost trying to be like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to scare you, here's a balloon? Yeah. Or was the ghost scared and tried to run away and got caught in the balloons?
Yeah, I would say, because the other thing is, balloons are light enough that, you know, if you run past them, they're going to move, but they move more deliberate than just like a gust of wind from a body moving.
Yeah.
Like, it looks like they were intentionally moving. So, yeah, it's...
and, like, the way the string moved before the head did.
Yeah. I love that the kid just literally plops down. I was like, Mom, can we not? Can we just go?
See, and, like, the balloon's weight moves, so...
yeah. It's not an air movement. It's deliberate movement.
Another good one. I like that one, too. That kid. I love the mom's on the phone. Has no idea what happens. Kid's just like,
can we go?
Any other room?
I don't want to stay in here anymore.
Okay. When you realize you're not alone in your apartment.
Is that a Sasquatch statue in the back? Oh, no, that's a person.
That's a Sasquatch statue? Oh, no, that's
they're standing. Well, to be fair, it was paused. It looked like a statue of Sasquatch in the background. Look at that. From far away, I couldn't see the arms. All I could see was the black outline of the shirt. I was like, is that Sasquatch?
I'll give it to you.
Is that Sam Squanch?
These were on two separate occasions, so I wonder if the video is two put together or if this is like part one of two. We'll find out. Let's jump in here.
need that. Yeah, every time.
Alright, so she's packing up.
Or... That door's opening.
Which one? The one behind
her? Behind her.
Oh. Oh. Yeah. Oh. Wish we could have seen her reaction to that.
You could tell by the body language was not positive.
No.
Whew.
That
gave me chills watching that one. Like, I felt that in my core. I was like, ooh, ooh, no. Ooh, no, 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 no.
I like that she sped it up because it was such a slow opening at first, and then just, whoop, wide open. Yeah, that's... Doors opening and closing on their own are always creepy,
yeah.
No matter how many times you see it, because it's just, like, your mind tells you something's on the other side of that door, and when something isn't...
That's more terrifying.
It is.
I was like, even going back to the refrigerator one, we knew it was a refrigerator, yeah. But even, like, we saw that it was more playful, but even that, the initial look was like, uh-oh, no, 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 no.
Yeah, like, it's, Why doesn't anything have a scroll bar today? Alright, so we're on big boy here. Yes, I don't know what this is gonna be. It's got such a long U. What the fudge is that? That's a person in a mask. That's a terrifying mask.
Well, probably. Oh, that may not be a mask, though.
Yeah, that. Once we get it paused and ready to go here, you'll see why we're not fans.
You know, it's not going to be royalty free.
I don't. I got faith. If this one has captions, like maybe it's whatever that thing is saying. All right. So I'm going to keep this hovering right over the speed thing, though. Wait, I have to play.
Hey, let me in.
Huh?
Hey, let me.
Not a fan.
What? What's wrong with you?
It took me.
What?
It took my daughter.
Herger?
Please, let me inside.
Herger?
No, thank you. Yeah, no. No.
You know what that reminds me of? A student horror film.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's a classic thing that film students have to do. One of the things they have to usually make short films for their production. And just the staging is too perfect. It makes me think of horror film. Not to say that it's not possible, but yeah, it feels very much student film.
Yeah. I can agree with that. I can see that. Whoever made that mask, great job.
Right? Any kind of, like, whatever the prosthetic that they did for that face. Oh. Did you notice it started bleeding from up here?
Nope.
Yeah.
Great. I don't want to watch it again, but...
You can...
Check out this.
See where that artery is there?
Oh.
What? What's wrong with you?
It took me.
Did what?
It took my daughter.
Herger?
Please, let me inside.
Herger?
Specifically, now that I'm watching it a second time, it took my daughter. That seems like a classic Japanese yokai type, like classic horror tale.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd probably agree with you there. If it's not a student film and any weird-looking creature comes to your window asking to come in, don't let it in.
No.
Whatever it is. No matter what. Even if it's a person you don't know, like, no, don't let it in.
Even if it's a person you don't know.
Anybody walks up with hands looking like that and a face looking like no. You're...
Oh.
I'll be the character in the horror movie that condemns them to death at that point. Like,
That's fair. I'd be in the same boat. Not letting them in.
No. Mm-mm. No bueno. No bueno. That one was entertaining.
I know part.
Would like to see the rest of the short film if that is a student film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just gave me creeps, and it's because it's designed to be creepy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the other thing.
There's a difference between feeling unsettled because of the okay. It's another thing to be creepy because it was designed. Oh, I actually think I know this one too. Because I follow a lot of the weird creatures videos that are posted everywhere. Being the cryptid expert, I tend to watch a lot of these. This, I think I've seen the original video of this. I think this is just like a part of a cropped larger video.
Let's see what's going on.
Oh, yeah, the audio is good on this one.
This freaking thing.
Look at those eyes.
It's staring at me.
Yep.
It followed me home from the gifting rock. It's about 1 o'clock in the morning right now. I think I don't know what to do. But it followed me home and it is absolutely staring at me right now. All right.
Well, she just woke me up again and said she heard it on the roof. And this time so did I. So
no.
You're like a fox or coyote.
I'll just wait.
Get out there. Yeah,
just wait. Okay. I've actually seen this one. I know. You can tell that's middle of the night.
Yeah. What the hell?
Oh, damn. Holy shit. All right. Some bitch is on the other side of the house.
Hey, Eustace, why don't you have a rifle or something, bro? A skeleton?
What the hell? Where'd it go? What is that?
Yeah.
Nope. Don't follow it.
Don't follow it.
Don't follow it.
If I heard it was on the roof, guess what? I'm not getting out of the house.
It's living on the roof.
Yep.
It can stay there as long as it has the high ground.
I'm not leaving the house until sun has risen.
Yeah. No. So video was titled Skinwalker.
I mean, the fact that there's some type of bony thing laying there, I'm not so sure on Skinwalker, but definitely something, and
some sort of creature is stalking that guy, and
big too.
Big, yeah. That eyeshine was at least like 5 feet off the ground, which from a distance you could say bear, but the fact it was, you know,
you could also
up on the roof. Yeah.
Yeah. But the moment it's on the roof, that's the moment where you're like, nope, that's not one of the normal things.
Yeah, especially if it dragged a carcass up there or those bones up there, whatever that was.
Yeah. Yeah. Right?
No, I'm not checking it out.
Oh, man. This is exciting. I've actually seen two of these now. I kind of feel like I live up to my name as Cryptid Expert with this one, because I was like, I actually knew that one.
Kind of hope you see another one and you're like, wait, did I recommend these? Was I the first one?
I did not. That's the best part.
Archie just wanted to say thank you for watching this video, and he wanted to remind you that next week you can come back for more amazing reaction videos. We have a lot more coming up here, so definitely stay tuned. Hey, where are you going? You're making an announcement. Get back here. So definitely stay tuned.